Quick rundown. 5 stories, 1 sentence each to hook you. The Traitors delivers a shock at a poisoned banquet, and a double vote dagger shakes the game. Grey's Anatomy pauses production for a 1-day anti-ice shutdown. Netflix is making the 99ers about the 1990 US WNT World Cup. Lady Gaga used her Japan concert to condemn ICE actions in Minnesota. And Netflix and Toho reveal a bold TV adaptation of The Human Vapor for 2026.
We've got more. Also on deck, Brett Ratner's Melania posters are being vandalized ahead of release. James Gunn rules out Robert Pattinson's Batman crossing into the DCU. Bridgerton's season 4 centers Benedict and Sophie in a Cinderella-style arc. And Don Porter's new documentary revisits a wrongful conviction in Baltimore. Now, deep dives. Spoiler alerts before each segment.
Spoiler alert. Our first segment contains spoilers for The Traitors season 4, episode A Banquet to Die For.
At Alan's Scottish castle, things go full gothic dinner party. Fashion, fear of poison, and the kind of social theater these players live for. The episode opens with a poisoned banquet premise. 2 antidotes are introduced, and the cast must decide who receives them. It's tense, vulnerable moments for Tara and Natalie, and a messy debate about Kristen, who ultimately gets an antidote from Johnny while Natalie takes the other. The poison itself turns out to be non-lethal to the group, but the bigger blow lands when Yam Yam is revealed as the cursed player and sent out claiming Lisa kissed him and therefore must be a traitor.
Then the mountain challenge, gold collection, top 6, and a dagger that grants a double vote. Rob clinches the dagger after a lie detection contest, and the 6 who earned it swear secrecy. That dagger is a classic game changer. It gives Rob a lot more power at Roundtable and sets up new alliances and paranoia.
Lisa, yes. Lisa Efkin Rinna has been narrowing her kill list and spinning defenses, but Yam Yam's accusation and the Roundtable politics catch up with her. Natalie's language slip, saying killing instead of banishing, becomes ammunition for Lisa's camp, while Natalie's maneuvering around the antidotes reads as either crafty or suspicious. In the end, Natalie survives that vote, but Lisa is banished. Game consequences. Lisa out, Rob now quietly wields a double vote, and the cast faces new fractures. For Traitors fans, ask yourself who benefits most from Rob's dagger, and whether the group will unite or splinter around it.
Spoiler alert. Our next segment contains spoilers about production and political action tied to Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy will pause filming for 1 day, a Friday, to support a nationwide anti-ICE shutdown organized in part by University of Minnesota student groups protesting federal immigration enforcement after fatal shootings attributed to Border Patrol/ICE in Minneapolis. Filming resumes Saturday, but the stance is notable, an A-list TV production taking a 1-day action in solidarity. The shutdown call is broad. No school, no work, no shopping, and other cultural institutions like MoCA in Los Angeles joined by closing for the day.
This is part of a larger moment where celebrities and cultural institutions are publicly responding to immigration enforcement violence. High-profile names have voiced support, and Deadline first reported the production pause. The practical impact is limited to 1 production day, but symbolically it amplifies the protest and brings attention to the organizers' demands.
Spoiler alert! Our next story contains full details of Netflix's new sports drama, The 99ers.
Netflix is moving forward with The 99ers, a feature inspired by the 1999 US WNT World Cup victory, and based on Jerry Longman's book. Nicole Castle will direct. Emily Bader is set as Mia Hamm, Zoe Deutsch as Marla Messing. And the script comes from Katie Lovejoy and Dana Stevens. Production is slated to start March 30th, 2026, for about 2 months, with an expected release likely in 2027 to coincide with the Women's World Cup in Brazil.
Why this matters? The 1990 World Cup is widely credited with supercharging women's soccer in the US, and Netflix aiming to time the release with another World Cup is smart positioning. The project has heavy hitters producing, 3 productions, and a roster of execs, so expect a polished sports drama that tries to capture both the spectacle of that penalty shootout and the cultural impact that followed.
Spoiler alert! Our next segment includes full coverage of Lady Gaga's concert remarks in Japan.
At a recent show in Japan, Lady Gaga publicly condemned ICE's actions in Minnesota, expressed heartbreak for affected families, and dedicated a song to people feeling alone or unsafe. Her appeal called for leaders to change course, and she asked the audience to stand with the community. Gaga's comments are part of a rising celebrity response to the Minneapolis deaths attributed to Border Patrol/ICE, with others like Bruce Springsteen also issuing statements in protest.
These kinds of public statements from major artists amplify the protests beyond local activism and keep media attention on the issue. Expect more cultural figures to weigh in as investigations and public reactions continue.
Spoiler alert! Next, full details on Netflix and Toho's Human Vapor adaptation.
Netflix and Toho are collaborating for the first time on The Human Vapor, a TV adaptation of the 1960 Toho film. Directed by Shinzo Katayama with Yeon Sang-ho as executive producer and co-writer, the series promises a fresh storyline, cutting-edge VFX, and a 22-cent Netflix release window. Casting includes Shun Oguri, Yu Aoi, Suzu Hirose, Kento Hayashi, and Yutaka Takenouchi, and principal filming ran in Tokyo from September 2024 through April 2025.
The original film's premise, a man turned into vapor who turns to crime, suggests a blend of sci-fi, human drama, and moral ambiguity. With creators from Train to Busan and Parasite involved, the project leans toward bold genre storytelling, and the international production team raises expectations for visual ambition and cross-cultural appeal.
Spoiler alert! Now for a rapid round of shorter items. Full spoilers ahead.
Poster vandalism has hit Brett Ratner's Melania documentary ads nationwide. Obscene defacements and anti-Semitic imagery appeared on buses and stations, prompting LA transit officials to reassign buses and public debate about the film's promotional materials. The documentary, from Amazon MGM, promises an intimate look at Melania Trump in the 20 days before the 2025 inauguration, and the backlash speaks to how polarized cultural artifacts can become flashpoints.
James Gunn responded bluntly to persistent fan questions. Robert Pattinson's Batman will not be folded into the DCU for the brave and the bold. Pattinson's Batman remains in its own grounded continuity. The DCU will proceed with its own Batman and Robin storylines. Gunn's point is that multiple Batman can coexist across media without crossover.
Bridgerton Season 4 Part 1 Review. Spoiler light overall, but note, Benedict falls for Sophie, revealed to be a maid, giving the season a modern Cinderella vibe. Critics praise chemistry between Luke Thompson and Yeren Ha, and flag the season's tilt between gloss and darker themes to come in Part 2.
And finally, Dawn Porter's documentary When a Witness Recants revisits the 1983 Baltimore case that imprisoned the Harlem Park Three for 36 years. Drawing from Ta-Nehisi Coates' reporting, the film interrogates coercion, prosecutorial failure, and the wrenching centerpiece confrontation between the exonerated men and the young witness who recanted years later. The film premiered at Sundance and is seeking U.S. distribution.
That wraps our roundup. For more, subscribe to the full daily podcast where we expand each story with interviews, listener mail, and deeper context. Host a quick call to action?
Yes. Subscribe, rate, and drop us a comment with which story you want us to dig into tomorrow. We'll be back with more culture, politics, and the stories behind the headlines. Thanks for listening.